Director's Notes, Episode 103, Run Kid, His Own Image.
Welcome to Director's Notes, the weekly podcast dedicated to the what, how, and why of independent filmmaking. Here's your host, Mar Bell.
So I'm joined on Director's Notes today by Run Kid to discuss his animation, His Own Image. Now, in, I think, what has to be a first for the show, Run Kid doesn't actually consider himself foremost a director, although he most certainly directed, well, completely created His Own Image. His, I suppose, expertise and area of focus tends to be more in the areas of photography, illustration, and sometimes web design. Welcome to Director's Notes, Run Kid.
Hi, Mabel.
It's great to have you on the show. We've been talking for quite a while now, and we talked before we started recording about the fact that you had the dubious pleasure, like I did, of attending Luton University.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was a time.
Well, look, the way that I always start the interviews here is I normally ask, what is it that brought you to directing? But as I just said in my intro, you don't necessarily consider yourself a director first and foremost. So I suppose, what brought you to the creative arts, on, you know, illustration and photography? And then as a leap, how did you come to direct? What made you make that decision to actually do some animation?
Okay, so I was starting as a fine artist. It was all about painting and graphic stuff. But I thought being an artist is too abstract for me. It's too maybe deep. Well, all art is deep, but being a fine artist is too abstract, as I said. So right after finishing my high school, I just entered the University of Bedfordshire because I didn't have a chance to enter any other university in my country. Entering a foreign university was a big decision in the first place. So it was all spontaneous, and I never thought I will end up like this. I thought of studying web design, but University of Bedfordshire had no faculty like that. So I just entered the closest thing, and the closest thing was graphic design. And the directing thing, through the last year of studying, I had some projects where I had to develop some characters, and I came up with these guys, the old one and the young one, and in the end of the year, they just came up as a cartoon. I had to do something for my final project, but I had a big headache just thinking, what will it be? Making another few posters, that was a bad idea. So again, it was very spontaneous, and suddenly it came up as a cartoon. Before it was made, we had to present it to our tutors. When I had presented the idea of the cartoon, I don't think my tutors were very happy.
Why, did they feel that that was, you know, should have been more of an animation course as opposed to on the graphic design?
No, they didn't have a problem with animation. It's just they think, well, I never was a good student in the first place. I hate studying. And I think the problem was that I haven't prepared my speech very well. I didn't present the idea of the cartoon well. So they thought it's not a good thing. They let me through, but I don't think they thought it will be a good project in the end.
You came over to Luton University. I know that you've moved back to Lithuania now. How's the industry there for illustration and photography and web design, you know, the kind of things that you do?
Before I went to UK, I didn't know about illustration and graphic design, nothing. It was another world. Lithuania is a small country, and once it was in USSR, but they didn't have a thing like design at all. They call that engineering, if we speak about building something, or they call it fine art. So Lithuania was under the influence of the USSR once, and it's a small, young country, and all industries are very young as well, including design. All good designers and artists now, they went abroad. People run from Lithuania. That's what people do, because it's really hard to earn money here. So people just run to other countries and work there and earn good money. I had my own plans. I wanted to stay in UK, earn some money to open my own business in Lithuania, but plans suddenly changed. I had my own reasons to come back to Lithuania. And now I'm here. Yes, it is hard, but there is still some work. One day I hope I can work for some big companies from abroad, UK or USA or Germany. The best thing would be living in Lithuania and work for foreign country.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I wanted to ask you about is I've looked through your site, obviously, and you've got some fantastic work up there, including your photography. However, you have said that you don't consider yourself a great photographer, and it's just more that photography skills are sometimes essential to other work you want to do.
Yeah, I've never spent much time photographing stuff. I don't even have my own camera. Cameras I use, well, my father has a good camera. My wife has a camera, another small, cheap one. And I can use all sorts of cameras to make good photos. Certainly they pass an hour or two in Photoshop after that, but a shot after the Photoshop thing looks good. But it is not always a pure photography. So as a photographer, I'm not really good because photographers don't use, yes, they do use Photoshop sometimes, but a good photographer can just click and here it is, a great photo, a masterpiece. So that's why I'm not really good photo.
Although I think your approach of you take your photos into Photoshop and then work on them, that's becoming more and more prevalent. I suppose kind of all the new breed of photographers that are coming through, it's second nature to them that you then take a photo into a program like Photoshop and enhance it further and work on it to get whatever it is that you imagined, or so that it represents the way that you saw it as opposed to necessarily the way it was captured onto the camera.
Well, I think there will always be photographers that don't use stuff like that. Or before the computer was even invented, great photographers could use other tools to manipulate photography.
For anyone who hasn't seen it, would you be able to tell us his own image, you know, what the film's about?
It's about my own vision of God and all religion thing. I hate religion. I hate all kinds of religion. I don't care how it's called. It's Buddhism, Jewish stuff, or whatever religion. The religion itself is bad. That's what I think. But still, I believe in God. God, it exists, or he exists, or whatever. God exists, but it is not how we imagine it. It's totally different, and I can't even tell you what it is. It's beyond my mind. It's beyond your mind. It's beyond anyone. Small, stupid creatures like humans. We just can't even try to tell what God is like. And all these people who came up with different religions is just manipulating other people's senses. In my cartoon, I took the idea of Christianity. The cartoon starts with lines from Bible. And the whole idea is God created us as his own image. So you and me and just take anyone. We are gods. We're small gods. And that is bullshit. that can't be so. Well, I believe in human as a creature. I think the possibilities are endless and human can do anything if he tries to do. There are a lot of different things I wanted to say when I created this cartoon. Yes, the idea of creating a cartoon itself was a spontaneous one, but I always had all the stuff in my head and I just wanted to express it. And there is a Matrix-like thing about the small batteries. The battery is a soul containment unit. When we die, it means like the battery got old and we just need to recharge it. Put a new soul in it or a new energy source and then just insert it into your body and here it is, new life. That's just one of the ideas I put in the cartoon.
Because, you know, as you said earlier, the cartoon, it developed out of characters that you'd already designed for a poster originally. So were those ideas present in the original poster and designs that you had done?
These two characters, the old guy and the young guy, Firstly, I call them zombie people. So it's just two zombies. They were standing on the edge of the world watching a sunset. It wasn't even a poster. It was a postcard. I think it was called Magic People, Voodoo People, just like the Prodigy song or something. Yeah, actually, Prodigy's song inspired me. I get inspiration from music. Almost all of my stuff was inspired by music, mostly trip-hop stream, stuff like Tricky, Portishead, and Massive Attack. That explains why most of my work is very, gloomy or dark. Yeah, but still, it has very strong sense, I think so. I hope so. Yeah, so firstly, they were developed as just dad and son zombies, and I had no idea that they will end up like God or dying human and a new human.
The project was quite spontaneous that you decided to turn it into an animation. Can you take us through the process that you went through of creating that? Because had you made animations before, or was it you were completely learning the steps of how to animate your characters as you went along?
Well, I worked as a web designer a lot. And in web design, there is such thing as Flash. And Flash is a good tool for animating. The whole cartoon was firstly made in Flash, then exported to AV files, and then mastered in Adobe Premiere. So I knew how to animate, and I had a good idea of how I will do it. Certainly, there were some problems that I met because of the timing. You know, exporting to AV files from Flash was a big headache because of the timing. There is no such feature of exporting to AV. There is a feature of exporting to MOV, the QuickTime format. But again, it will export a good animation only if it is simple animation. But if there is a movie clip inside the movie clip inside the movie clip, it will not export it properly. So I had to capture the real-time playing as WF cartoon, just capture the screen and just convert it to AV like that.
Oh, God. You're right. I could see how that would be an absolute nightmare.
Yes. Yes, it was. And every time I did that, the timing was different because of the performance of my computer. Oh, another thing. This cartoon was done on a very, very, very old laptop, which I bought for £500 in Luton's mall.
Right.
Yeah, my tool, my laptop was really bad and it was really slow. So you can imagine how it was to work with this thing and how much time I have spent trying to export it in a proper way.
The designing of the characters, is that something, you know, would you start on paper and then scan in and then take those into Flash? Or was it, did you create them, you know, completely digitally? What was that first stages of work and how did that work?
Yeah, there are two types of illustrations I create. First and main type is the illustration that is made from a photography, from digital photography. Another type is the type that I make from my drawings, the characters. They were made from drawings. So firstly, I draw them in my sketchbook. I made some animation steps, you know, just tried to draw them how they will look like in different states of animation. And then they were scanned in and, as I say, digitalized.
How long did that whole process take of putting the animation together?
About 3 weeks. But I actually was working day and night. When you are a student, you don't have a straight schedule. When you are eating or when you are sleeping, you don't have a schedule. So that's how it went. It went day and night, and it took me about 3 weeks. Well, certainly I was sleeping for some hours, about 5 hours out of 24.
Yeah, just short 19-hour days there for three weeks.
Something like that.
When it came to the music for the piece, is that something you created yourself or did you have collaborators?
I have a friend which I haven't ever seen in my life. I knew his girlfriend. We have a live journal accounts and we've met there, and I wrote a post that I need someone to write a soundtrack for my cartoon. and she called her boyfriend, and that's how I met him, Alexander Komensalov. I think he's from Finland or something. He's a DJ there, and there is a whole group of DJs there. They call them Mutated Logic or something. So we became friends, and he wrote a soundtrack for me. And writing a soundtrack took about 4 days, because it was corrected a lot of times, and it was under strong curation of mine. I actually told him which instruments I want to hear, what should be the mood, and I showed him the sketches of animation so he couldn't get the idea. And then it was the timing, you know, because the melody changes as the animation changes.
His own image was shown on the DNAD New Blood exhibition, and also the sketches and your characters, they're being included in a book as well, aren't they?
Which book?
Is that the box, The Evolution of Character Design?
Oh, yeah. Some of my work were published there, but I don't think these characters were published.
All right.
But yeah, the cartoon was on the DNAD show. That's what my tutors told me, but I never had a chance to check that. So that whole thing may be a hoax. I don't know.
Have you been able to get much reactions back, as you were saying that you were pleasantly surprised at how well received the film has been?
Well, some people even cried when they were watching the cartoon, so that really was a shock for me. When you make people cry with your work, that is a success, I think. That means that you have done a good piece of work, and people got the idea and they feel the idea, and that is really good. So that was the best reaction I have seen.
Certainly that's got to be any kind of critical write-up.
Yeah, I guess so.
What's in the future for you? We spoke earlier and you were saying that there might be another animation project down the road that you might do with your brother.
Yeah, my brother, who is a fine artist, were thinking about creating another cartoon. He was actually inspired with my His Own Image cartoon, and he said that he would really be glad to create something like that, but he doesn't know how, because he works with paper and I work with digital tools. So we became a team. He's creating the characters. I'm going to animate them maybe one day if he will have a lot of time. But we already have the storyboard. We are working with this cartoon in a professional way. So we're actually starting with storyboard. When I was creating His Own Image, there was no storyboard. I never knew what are my characters are going to do in other frames. So it was just a bunch of ideas I wanted to put in my cartoon. But this time we're working in a professional way. Maybe because it is a teamwork, because we both need to know what is it about.
Yeah. So this sounds like, even though at the head of the interview I was saying how you don't really consider yourself a director, is that a direction that you would like to move more into, do you think, in the future?
If I only had a chance to work as a director, I think I could be a good director. Because I can write good stories, I can create good storylines, I have a lot of ideas, but I don't really have tools. And sometimes I think I don't have people who would appreciate my work. Because, you know, for every creation, you need to have people who will appreciate it.
Your works online, you know, your illustration, your photography. And also, as well, you do a thing where people can send you photos and then you'll turn them into illustrations. So where can people go to find out, you know, more about your work and view some of your work?
www.runkid.at. It's an Austrian domain. I'm currently redesigning my portfolio, so it will have a brand new look. And I think I will add a blog feature to it, and I will explain a lot of things about how people can contact me or send me their photos, or about ongoing projects as well.
Thank you so much for coming on the show and taking us through His Own Image today. It was a pleasure to get to speak to you, and also to lament the days of living in Luton.
Yeah. sometimes I get shivers from hearing that word.
Yeah, same as, well, we've both escaped now, so that's good.
That's a good thing. That's a big step in our life, escaping from Luton.
Brilliant. Well, you take care, Runkid.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
To get show notes for this episode or post a comment, visit us at directorsnotes.com. You can also send comments, suggestions or words of encouragement to directorsnotes@googlemail.com or via Skype at directorsnotes, all one word. Directors Notes is released on a Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, no derivatives, 3.0 license. All other materials remain the property of our guests. Support the show by telling a friend, blogging about us or leaving a review in iTunes. Every year, there are hundreds of great films of all types from around the world that don't get the exposure they deserve. It's our job to make obscurity a thing of the past, one film at a time.